This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take a poll. There's so much you could do up there. So much going on up there. You know, and again, I want your email address. Right? I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on, what's coming up, what's happening. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you get informed, maybe you won't. All right, so last week I didn't give out the flag. But I'm going to this week. So here's the deal. And you know what this is. If you don't, then you haven't been listening for any length of time whatsoever. But here's how it works. I want you to, the 35th email I get. Now, if you've already won, you can't win again. Let's start off there. Right? 35th email I get says, just say, send me the flag. I want the flag. Give me the flag. I don't care what you say. I'm sending you the flag for free. You can have it for nothing. All right? But I get to use your email address. I'm going to, you know, I'll send you emails, put you in that, and I want a picture of you with the flag. And don't upset me. Don't make me have to come to your house to get the picture. Right? I want you put it up, you use it, you do whatever you're going to do with it, and I want a picture of you with the flag. And you can send the picture to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Okay? Got that out of the way now? Now, look, being a CPAC this year was different. I know you guys get all excited because all the people you saw and see and think that we see and the fun that supposedly we have, right? I don't know what that was. That was interesting. But, you know, it's very hard for guys like me to catch the big players, right? Going by. But you get a lot of the I don't want to say the B-list, because that sounds terrible. You saw some of the people we interviewed. And the guys that I was trying to get to the table were the conservative atheist group. Because they're there every year, but they were pretty busy moving around this year, and I was trying to get a hold of somebody from it, because I wanted to sit them down and ask them how they fit with the Freedom From Religion freaks. Because I know the last time the lady was on with me, we were talking about this, and she didn't feel quite the same way they did. And I appreciated that. That was cool. You know, because really, it's gotten down to the point where they have forgotten what our founding fathers said. They had forgotten what really what our founding fathers were looking to do, who they were looking to glorify, what they were basing this country on. Now, some of you are sitting listening now and know, well, they didn't want anything to do with God. Well, I think you need to do your homework. You know? Because they did. They very much wanted to do with God. They very much wanted to give God the glory for what took place. They very much prayed on a regular basis. Many of them called for proclamations for prayer. Many of them who became governors actually issued proclamations to pray for the states, for their states. Many of their constitutions started off giving glory to the Almighty, to the God, for the divine God, providence that they got from God. And you guys who don't believe in religion, you know, the quote-unquote devout atheists, how do you reconcile that? You say times have changed? Does it mean anything?
Oh, I know what that is.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, again, some of you that are so bent, for lack of a better term, on getting rid of religion in government, politics, whatever you want to call it, I don't really care. Yeah, good luck with that. It's not going to work for you because it's not real. And it's not honest. You're not being honest. It's actually quite infuriating at times. You know, and the other thing, too, is the left goes crazy. Yeah, I'll talk more about CPAC in a second, but I'm on my roll here. And the Founding Fathers, when you say the Founding Fathers said that the Second Amendment is a God-given right, oh, you can't say that. That's not true. Well, actually, it is true. You know, the NRA chief, Wayne LaPierre, his speech at CPAC was panned by liberal commentators, but there were a tiny part of his speech that was trashed more than others. The part where he mentioned God. And there's no greater personal individual freedom than the right to keep and bear arms, the right to protect yourself, and of the right to survive. It's not bestowed by man, but granted by God to all Americans as our American birthright. He goes on to say, So I call right now, today, on every citizen who loves this country, who treasures his freedom, who stands unflinchingly defended by the Second Amendment, the one freedom that protects us all in this country. Now, Mr. Applebaum, a New York Times, Washington correspondent, needs to take a remedial lesson in American history because one of the unique things about this great republic of ours is that our founding document believed our rights are not granted by the government but by God. Jefferson wrote it. Because Mr. Applebaum tweeted, he said, I'm trying to imagine a more complete mischaracterization of the Bill of Rights. So, again, another person who doesn't understand and or know our history. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The truth. I am Joe, senior host. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots of fun. If I can't have fun, I don't want to do it. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we're talking about, you know, you can find us on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. You can be involved in the live chat room where there are smarter people than I, and I can prove it. Just go there and you'll find out. You're going to go, yeah, well, you know what, forget him. Yeah, talk to these people. They're smarter than he is. And or you can head up to Facebook, which is always a delight. I have to be careful as to what I say, I guess. And, you know, there's a running, I guess, chat room there, whatever you want to call it. We were talking about how our founding fathers said that they're all God-given rights. Every one of them, including the amendment, there are God-given rights for our freedom of speech, freedom to protect ourselves, freedom to pursue happiness. But I don't even know this guy's name. You know, this fella Applebaum wrote a piece, and he can't understand why anybody would give God credit for the Bill of Rights or anything along that. Apparently he doesn't know any of his history at all. If he would just simply read, you know, as Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence, and it's simple English. This is not like you have to have a college degree for this stuff, right? I mean, unless I'm confused. Right there, in plain black and white, definitely the King's English. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. By what? By who? That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So you have a right to life, you have a right to liberty / freedom, and you have a right to pursue happiness. Now, you have a right to pursue it. Doesn't mean you're going to get it, because if you're a moron, if you can't figure it out, if you can't make it happen, you're going to have a problem. But if God gave us these rights, the Creator, now I don't know what you, I can't imagine, somebody has to enlighten me, I guess. Because when it comes to the Creator, I'm thinking God, you know, a supreme being, somebody can wave a wand or wave their hand and create the universe. Who would your Creator be if you don't believe in God? I'm surprised they haven't gone to the Supreme Court to have them remove God and Creator and Almighty and Divine Providence out of the Constitution, because apparently our Founding Fathers must have wrote it when they were drunk and didn't know that they didn't want it in there. The entire purpose of the U.S. Constitution is to protect the government from infringing on our unalienable rights. It doesn't grant or create legal rights. That's why our documents are different than others, because it's not the government that has the rights. You know, I mean, geez, people, wake up. What do you think is going to happen? Look, it's just like that so-called Establishment Clause, right? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Okay, make no law. Establishing, so that means if they talk about Jesus, if they mention Jesus or anything like that, do you know what? All right, relax. Do you know how Jefferson used to sign his documents? So the guy that's not a godly man? The guy that didn't want religion? Anybody know? Come on. Remember, 30-50 email I get. I don't care how many you send. 30-50 email I get. You get that American flag you keep hearing about, right? Homemade. When I say homemade, here in America. Made here in America. Homemade. Right? For free. You get it all for free. Just send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Now, if you're on your smartphone, it's very easy to do. Because if you pull down our apps, like I tell you to, you can just hit email. Say, I want the flag. Send. Bang. That's it for you. It's a no-brainer. And the 30-50 email I get, you get a free American flag. That simple. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Now, again, last I said, I haven't seen a law yet. A law that Congress has passed that says you shall be a Jew. You shall be a Muslim. The official religion of Congress is whatever. All right? Goes on to say, or abridging the freedom of speech. So come on, think about that. Right, you can't stop the freedom. Now I get the thing about yelling fire in a theater. I get all that. That's just nasty and mean and wrong. Right? But go back to the first part of that, right? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So if I can't bring my Bible to school and read it in class, aren't they prohibiting the free exercise? Just because you let me bring a book in? So if you allow me to, I don't know, read Playboy or Penthouse in school, Are you promoting pornography? I'm just asking. I don't know. I mean, if that's kind of how it looks, if that's what you're going to tell me. So, now, also, freedom of speech or press, or the right. Now, that's the other one. I love what they use. They're real quick to talk about how President Trump is squelching the First Amendment on the press, right? Because he's calling them out as fake. Well, prove him wrong. It's really that simple. Doesn't matter what he says. If he's a liar, he's a liar, and you prove him wrong. Just like we did with Obamacare, how it failed, it wasn't going to work. We kept saying that. They kept saying we were spreading lies, but it's failed. And the only truth that President Obama told, or as I like to call him, ex-President Oblamo, the only truth that he told was it did not add one red dime to the bottom line. It added about 1 million red dimes to the bottom line. 10 million, I don't even know. Created a real problem. Anyway. And, you know, as far as to petition the government for the redress of grievances, good luck with that, because ain't nobody listening. Not right now, anyhow. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to insult you that you love Trump, you love this, you love that. I can't find any. Are there any Republicans in Congress? Can somebody really point out, except for the, like, five or six obvious ones, which ones are really fighting for you and me? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back from CPAC, Julio Rivera spent a few minutes with me. We'll have some fun with that. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Just being part of the show. I mean, you are part of the show. If you head up to the website, we've got a chat room going on there. If you go to Facebook and you find the Facebook, good luck with that. You find the Facebook page and the show and all that fun stuff. You also... to talk to people that are much smarter than I am. We want to welcome to the family News Talk 1160, WCFO out of AM out of Atlanta. And I do appreciate, I always love new family members, seriously. And we're getting closer and closer to my wife's hometown, I guess. But anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time. And these phone calls that you make to these stations when you're asking these guys, hey, why aren't you carrying the show? What's wrong with you people? I appreciate that very much. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, Julio Rivera joined me. When we were at CPAC, Geraldo Rivera was part of a roundtable discussion in the main room. And I'll just say, he probably needed guards to leave. Because he was getting booed on a regular basis. You know, he was making some decent points, but the way he was making them, and the way he was laying them out, just probably wasn't the smartest way to do it. But Julio tells me he is no relation to Geraldo. So don't take it out on him. All right?
I was getting ready to go home, and somebody wandered over to my booth here.
Mm. And I wonder who that could be.
And I feel bad for him because, you know, here at this all-white male event, you've got to give the Hispanics a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You've
got to
give them their time.
You never know. So, you might find a second baseman or a shortstop in that group who can help your team. You know,
Julio Rivera. Now, you know, I thought of you last night. I don't know why, because Geraldo Rivera was getting his butt kicked here last night.
Really?
On Hannity.
Oh.
He was being booed. They were doing, I said, oh, God, Rivera, we have to get a hold of him and get him to change his last name. I don't want you to be associated with him at all.
Well, you know what? I will say about Geraldo. Regarding the Puerto Rican crisis, which is really the humanitarian crisis of our time, he has actually stepped up. He's agreed that the president has actually done well, that he hasn't bought into a lot of what's been coming out of the left. You know, regarding that, I think he's been very honest about, you know, a lot of the issues that are going on there. You know, I've been writing a lot of columns about that specifically. I just had one that came out in the Washington Times today where I was kind of highlighting how, you know, Puerto Rico hasn't been able to take advantage of its tax benefits.
You know, whereas conversely, Ireland, where I just came back from, there's some quotes in there from the Minister of State. You know, the Irish are not that different from Puerto Ricans. I mean, they like to drink a lot. They live on an island. I mean, there's not really that much difference between Irishmen and except for like in Puerto Ricans, other than, you know, the Parkinson's and stuff, the ginger aspect.
Please send your emails to him.
Yeah, send your hate mail to jrivera@conservarican.com. Believe me, I feel plenty of it all day. It actually strokes my ego when I get a death threat. But all jokes aside, you know, the Irish have been able to do a lot with a lot of, functionally, a lot of similarities to Puerto Rico, except for the fact that all the money that, you know, they invested their actual money that was supposed to be allocated towards, broadband and electrical infrastructure actually into those things, whereas, you know, the Puerto Ricans never did that. That money kind of got plundered.
So let's go back to, you've been walking around here, some young people, you know, the symphony.
I don't know what happened.
Hispanic, black, Asian, and so this is not the old white man's society.
No, I definitely, I've never at any point that I feel that my life was in danger or that I might wind up, being...
Yeah, that's how it goes in real life. You know what I'm saying? Somehow somebody tripped on a wire, and that's why I said he was so crazy there. And he was done. He was gone. But anyway, no, it was really interesting because all I ever hear about is how it's an old white man's, you know, CPAC is nothing but old white guys. And when you walk around and you look around, you really see what's happening. And you see this young people from all walks of life. There's people, it was really funny, and I'm not just saying this, you go back and look. I think 85% of the interviews I did were black or Hispanic. And one day, I think I had almost all black people on. It just worked out that way.
And lots of women.
I hate women, don't you know that?
No.
And so, yeah, it's quite interesting in how it all turned out and the people that were there. And like I said, the young people that were there. And the energy. Now Thursday, which is really when everything starts to kick off and happen, it was light. It was good, but it was kind of light. And then President Trump showed up on Friday morning, and my God, the place was packed. You couldn't move around in there. Thank God we're on Media Row, because we would have never been able to get into anything. And one of the people with me actually got locked in a room, in the main ballroom of President Trump, because once they close the doors and he comes out to speak, that's it. You're done. You don't move. I don't care if you have Montezuma's revenge coming on in your bowels. You go in, they're not letting you out. So, and they take everything away from you. And one of our friends went in there with two selfie sticks. She had two or three cameras. And they said, nope, not going to happen. Give it to us. And they don't give them back to you. They throw them away. They won't give them to you. It's almost like, bad girl, you know you weren't supposed to come in here with that. So, but in talking to people afterward, you know, when they would come out after, you know, President, a lot of young people, even though it was mostly cheering going on, what the president was saying, what he was talking about, and I think he was having some fun. You know, he was with his people, even though, you know, the CNN people. Now, I will tell you, one of my producers who was in the media area said, you could just tell. And he said to me later on, he said, I didn't think of doing this. I should have took a picture. Because you would have been able to tell who loved Trump and who hated Trump very easily. And, you know they're sitting there in the media and they're having to cover this. And they're hating it. They're hating every minute of it. You know it. But I covered Barack Obama. I talked about him positive and negative. More negative than positive, obviously. I didn't care for a lot of what he did. But I covered him, nonetheless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I love, again, I just want to say it, I love the enthusiasm of the young people. Because they're trying to lock on to something. They're trying to make it their own. They want to have something to fight for. You know, and some of you, I've said this before, I've talked to some young people about this already. When your young people get discouraged, you know, I feel for the Bernie Sanders young people. I would have hated to have Bernie Sanders for president. Don't get me wrong. But there wasn't a fair fight. And this is what bothers me the most in politics. When it's not a fair fight, I don't know if I ever really had a chance. I'd like to believe I did. And Sanders has to be thinking the same thing. Did he ever really have a chance? Could he have beat Hillary if it was fair and square? If it was a fair and square fight, could he have beat Hillary? And could he have beat Donald Trump? I don't want to hear about polls and this and that. I'm not interested, okay? So, I'm just, you look at all that stuff, and Sanders has got to be, you know, slamming himself upside the head, because now with the new report that came out, you know, with all of Mueller's indictments, and how that they were fighting hard to help him, right? And even, think about something. Think about how much of that was skewed, how much stealing and thievery and lying was going on. Because even with the Russians helping Bernie, even with all those young people helping Bernie, the Clintons were able to turn it around because of the DNC. I'm sorry, who should be investigated here? But nobody wants to talk about that. But back to the young people, you know, feeling bad about how this was stolen from them. So on our side, some of their people, like, you know, there are still people reeling from the cruise loss. Young people. You need to encourage them to keep fighting, not to give up. Hey, I'm Joe Senior Host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, just not just on the show, commenting on the show. I don't care if you're on the same side of the issue I am or not. You know, I had a troll come into our Facebook page. And it's the person who knows me really well. And, you know, she was making fun of something that I posted. And it had to do with special needs kids, whatever. But I asked her point blank, why don't you ever post positives on my personal Facebook page? Because I, you know, put up some of you may have seen it, some of you who are part of it, were the, I think it was Down Syndrome Child, that actually created a business, and the business is doing well. And, you know, we all have this mindset that the Down Syndrome kids are can't do anything. They're just sweet little kids, and you just deal with them and that kind of stuff. It's not true. They may need a little extra help, but it's not true. And her only response to me was, I don't follow your personal page. No. And a perfect example of what a true troll is when all they do is go looking for the negatives that you have, or what they perceive to be a negative on you, and that's what they comment on. You know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, you know, I said it earlier. Sanders is trying to push through. He's got some struggles he's got to deal with, right? I mean, seriously, so he struggled to address the recent allegations that the Russian campaign interfered in the 2016 presidential election, included a plan to boost his Democratic primary campaign. So for well over a year, it was alleged that Moscow's meddling mainly was meant to boost now President Trump and harm then Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the bombshell, I think it was February 16th, the indictment filed against the 13 Russian nationals, right? The indictments bolstered the fact, and in detail, by the way, that the Russians sought to help Sanders and not Hillary. Russian nationals, the indictment said, engaged in operations primarily intended to communicate derogatory information about Hillary Clinton, to denigrate other candidates such as Ted Cruz and Mark Rubio, and to support Bernie Sanders and then candidate Donald Trump. Now, the details create a really awkward situation for him, right? Now, it seems like he's trying to position himself for a 2020 run for president with some of the things that he's doing and saying. Sanders said that he has yet to give a clear response on whether he and his campaign were aware of or took action to address the interference. You know, these Russian bot social media accounts allegedly supporting his campaign. Instead, Sanders says that he's tried to shift the scrutiny towards Clinton campaign for not doing more to prevent the Russian meddling. I don't believe that Sanders knew nothing about this. Even if there was a hint or somebody said, hey, look, you know, this stuff isn't looking right, and it looks like this is what they're trying to do. Right? The real question to be asked is what the Clinton campaign is doing about Russian interference, he said. They had more information about it than we did. That was an interview he did last week in Vermont Public Radio. He said, they were supporting my campaign. No, they were attacking Hillary Clinton's campaign and using my supporters against Hillary. Now, one episode of the indictment involved Russian nationals allegedly circulating a February 2016 an internal outline of themes for future content to be posted. It's good they know how to use social media, right? But they should know how to use it. They're always going through it to try to break in other companies. Now, specialists were instructed to post content that focused on politics in the USA and to use any opportunity to criticize Hillary. Look, we know this. Now, what's going to happen? Think about this. What's going to happen in the next election? How is the DNC going to be able to be trusted? Anybody know? Because I don't. You never know who they're going to be for. And it looks like there's a whole bunch of old white folks lining up. You know, that big tent group? Looks like there's a bunch of old white folks getting ready to run. Now, again, I wasn't here last week when this happened. But as you know, Billy Graham died last week. I think it was 99. Wonderful man of God. But, you know, I'm not going to go through it. I'm not going to give him the credit. There were quite a few on the left that were very nasty, made very nasty comments. And it's just amazing to me. This man loved everybody. And again, as far as the left goes, the minute you speak against anything, when you say you don't agree with something, you're a hater. And that's it. Right? The National Review had published George Will's ugly attack on the evangelist Billy Graham just days after the pastor died. He writes that Billy Graham was neither prophet nor theologian. Right? He went on to say, you know, I'm irritated with this because I don't want to read everything he wrote. I don't give him that much credit, although he doesn't need me to give him that much credit. Todd Sarger wrote a piece that I would expect to read such anti-Christian mockery in pages of the New York Times and the Washington Post, but not the National Review. Prophets take adversary stances towards their times, as did the 20th century two greatest religious leaders, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Pope John Paul II. Graham did not. Partly for that reason, his country showered him with honors. The self-described atheist wrote, that's George Will. Will went on to describe Graham as an entrepreneurial evangelical who consciously emulated masters of secular communication. He also derided those who walked the aisle to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord at Graham's crusade meetings. His audiences were exhorted to make a decision for Christ, but a moment of volition might be, in theological Dietrich Bonhoeffer's phrase, an exercise in cheap grace. Graham's preaching to a large rallies and broadcast audience gave comfort to many and probably improved some. You know, it's amazing to me, and then this is where I really get mad at my Christian brothers and sisters. First of all, stop watching The View. Just stop. Find some other entertainment, mindless stuff, if it makes you happy. How long are you going to let these people keep going, putting you down? The George Wills of the world, if you have a National Review subscription, cancel it. Why would you give money to a heathen organization that hates your Lord and Savior, hates the one that gives you talents to have the resources you have, and yet you still give them money? It's beyond me. And he's making fun of Billy Graham, almost like a cheap carnival barker, an entrepreneurial evangelical. Juan Williams did that last week, too, but not to Billy Graham. He made fun of Trump supporters. He couldn't understand that evangelical Trump supporters have sold their soul, but he couldn't really tell you why. And then when he was confronted by a pastor, he had no religious answer. He had no scriptural answer. He only had political answers. And that's my fear with a lot of our Christian believers and a lot of our Christians that are heavy into politics. What you forget is you're not a Republican or a conservative or a Democrat or a liberal who's a Christian. You're a Christian who's a liberal, or a Democrat, or a Republican, or a conservative. And the principles of Christ come first, not the principles of your party. See, I would never have a problem with a pastor saying, you vote for people that line up with the Word of God, period. I was listening to somebody talking about John McCain and Barack Obama, and he was at a church. And apparently this caused some problems. And what he said at the church was, look, you've got one guy that has 100% rating on abortion with Planned Parenthood. You've got another guy that has like a 15% approval rate from Planned Parenthood on abortion. Which one lines up more with God's word? He just went down the list. He goes, so how do you pull the lever for the person that has 100% approval rating for the people who love and have abortion, you know, provide abortions? Guys, especially my Christian listeners, you better rethink where you're at. You better rethink how you vote. You better rethink how you're supporting people and organizations. Because they're using God's money for heathen reasons. Remember, God said he laid up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous. You're supposed to be taking money from the wicked, not giving it to them. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.